What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Okay, today I'm going to react to a video of Tucker Carlson and former Mumford & Sons band member discussed being canceled by woke mob, go figure. Before I do that, though, I want to say Screw Vlad TV uploaded a video the other day and they blocked it. Like, I heard Vlad in a video say he allows people to use the content as long as they don't cover his logo up. I mean, but damn, then I shouldn't have to go through no disputes or appeals or anything of that nature. It's bogus, it's BS, it's bullshit. You know, these far left liberals and Democrats, they just can't take criticism of any content of anything they put out there. You don't see conservatives out here censoring heavy. Like, every time I react to conservative content creators, none of them are trying to do copyright strikes or block the content or anything of that nature. They accept all the criticism. But these far liberals, man, they keep trying to censor, like, opinions and criticism, man. Like, that's really weak-minded. It's a really weak-minded way of thinking that I gotta censor criticism. I mean, damn. Everybody has to be able to take criticism, especially in the business world. You know, I'm a musician, you know, and I had friends criticize me a lot early in the, you know, my music making process. Like, you know, I would rap, say some nice things, but I was never really on beat at first or things of that nature. So they would give me what we call constructive criticism, but these people ain't even taking constructive criticism into account. Before we get into this video, though, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
Got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, Bobby Dizzle up. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cali said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That Dizzle.
Oh, man, I love that beat every time I hear it. I swear Dizzle just picked the perfect beat to have those commercials made. Do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle, and you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mix with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. Want to order very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Scroll below that. If you're located in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, or Arkansas, there's actual store locations for Dizzle as well. All right, so we're about to get into it. Let's pull up Tucker and former Mumford & Sons band member.
Marshall was a founding member of the folk band Mumford & Sons, world famous and for good reason. He played banjo and lead guitar. But last year, everything changed in an instant. Marshall tweeted praise for a book by Andy Ngo on Antifa. He wrote this quote, "Finally had the time to read your important book. You're a brave man." That was it. Nothing more than that. Well, in response to that, the mob absolutely descended like a swarm of bees on Winston Marshall. He put out a statement saying he needed to assess his, quote, blind spots. And then, because of all the attention, since he didn't really want to be a political activist, he was a musician, he left the band. Now, Winston Marshall has resurfaced. He hosts a podcast for The Spectator called Marshall Matters. And he's learned a lot from the experience. We want to check in.
Sounds like Marshall Mathers, Eminem.
Winston Marshall, thanks so much for coming on. I remember thinking that was one of the most unreasonable attacks on anybody I've ever seen in my life, what happened to you. What did you learn?
And you know what? You know, it reminds me of what happened to Kyrie. He retweeted a... Kyrie didn't even put no text to it. He just retweeted the documentary or the DVD that was on Amazon. And this guy basically retweeted a picture of the book and said, just read the book, you're brave. Like, that, not necessarily saying that he agreed with the book or anything of that nature, just saying, you're brave.
Tucker, thank you for having me. Yeah, it was quite reasonable. And reflecting now, 18 months later,
UK,
completely insane, like. Really. I mean, I read a book through the pandemic. I was tweeting about books I was reading, from Mao's Little Red Book to Tolstoy's War and Peace. And for some reason, to my not many followers, this book, tweeting about Andy Ngo, the conservative journalist, this book blew up. And before the end of the day, the weekend, I think it was a segment on your show as well as on The View.
He's being punished for reading
Antifa
a book.
Online activist changing my Wikipedia page to Winston Marshall is, from Winston Marshall is a banjo player to Winston Marshall is a fascist. Not only is that ludicrous, but doubly ludicrous given that fascists actually slaughtered 13 members of my family in the Holocaust. So my family know about fascism. But
yes.
Antifa is a modern day problem in America. And I guess, anticipate how totemic the issue was at the time.
And they drove you from a job that you were great at and certainly succeeding at.
Yeah,
if it happened to you again today, would you have handled it differently? Yeah.
Well, initially, I apologized. I issued an apology, and I was made to take time away from the band, as you said, to examine my blind spots. Now, I don't regret that because...
Same thing they did to... Well, not a laundry list like Kyrie, but, you know, that's all they're saying is you need to step away and you need to get sensitive. You need sensitivity training, or you need to acknowledge that you need to be more sensitive to other people's thoughts. How the hell are we going with what other people are thinking?
When you offend someone, it's natural. Say you're at a dinner party, you offend someone, you say, oh, I'm so sorry, how have I offended you? And then you look into it. And I spent the months that came after that looking into the topic. Now, the book documents the 19 deaths in the first 14 days of the BLM riots. It documents the many black businesses damaged and ruined by the looters and in the riots, as I said, and not to mention the federal courthouse in Portland being under siege for the entire month of July 2020, and much else. And I looked into...
Okay, so basically what he's saying is they're mad because the book has facts in it, truth. You know, this is ridiculous. Like, this guy is... Like, something he said I disagree with. Like, if I'm at a party and I offend you and I say, oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? And they say, yeah, I don't have to go looking into it. That should be it. I'm sorry if I offended you. Let's keep it moving. But, like, I should have to go soul searching and looking why I offended you. Maybe people just need to stop being offended at the smallest, littlest, itty-bitty things.
To it, and I thought I'd been right. Actually, these are serious problems. And the music industry that purports to say it cares for black lives, well, it should care about the black lives, because the majority of those 19 deaths were black lives. The majority of those businesses that were damaged were black businesses. And so we ought to care about those, and we need to think about that when we're looking at the whole greater picture. So once I examined my blind spots, and the author, Andy Ngo, the conservative journalist, in that period was attacked once more by anarchists, Antifa mobs in Portland, Oregon, I thought, you know what, my apology, it's part of the lie, and I can't be part of the lie. So I decided that the only thing for me to do was to quit the band, retract my apology. But now I live in the truth, and
Thank
I feel
you.
Liberated by that. So I'm glad for that. And I don't have any regrets.
What an inspiring response, living in the truth and you feel liberated by it. Let me ask you one last question, because I always wonder about this since I'm not in the music business. How is your management team? I assume you have one, people around, manager, agent. I mean, the people who give you career advice. as a musician. What was their view?
Well, the music industry is a very small industry, and I would say
it
that it's not entirely clear to me whether there is a chokehold by progressives on the industry or whether there's a minority of progressives that have a chokehold on the majority. That's not entirely clear.
No, but, it's not.
There's certainly a lot of self-censorship going on, and that's not just in the music industry. It's across the creative industries in Hollywood and across your great country, America, and in Britain. There's a lot of self-censorship. People who are too scared to say
yes.
the truth. And I think that's
yes.
because, you know, there's professional and social repercussions if you do speak the truth, and that's a serious issue. I know you've been talking a lot about free speech on tonight's show, so I thought it worth mentioning that. And where it comes to the business side, some of them are scared. Some of them
yeah.
are scared to
yeah.
say the truth, and others believe. Many are progressive as well who believe that. So there's a real split there. When I say believe, I mean they believe in those progressive ideas and those ideologies, and they're part of the echo.
Alright, so that was pretty much about to be the end of it. He's basically getting punished for reading a book. Hey, somebody tries to punish me for reading a book, hey, go fuck yourself. How about people need to read more fucking books anyways? Everybody needs to go read a fucking book. It's a book about actual things that happened. I remember the video of the black guy in the neighborhood. They burnt down his business. And he's like, why the hell are you doing this to me? You know? And that's the thing. When these riots and stuff happen, they do it to their own neighborhoods. I mean, you're supposed to go out of your own neighborhood and go fuck up somebody else's shit. Not fuck up your own shit. I mean, it's the dumbest shit ever, you know? Yeah, this is like, I like what he said about self-censorship. Now, as far as the businesses, I don't think businesses should take a political stance regardless. You need to just play the middle. Don't take a political stance. But, you know, they already have. A lot of them have. Hollywood's taking a political stance. And, yeah, people are afraid. They're self-censoring themselves. They're afraid to speak out because they're going to lose sponsorships, advertisers. They're afraid to lose contracts and things of that nature. You know, well, I'm single, self-employed, and I'm not making money off of this podcast as of yet. So good luck with that. Trying to censor me and think I ain't going to say what I feel what I say, and think I'm going to be scared to speak the truth or the facts. And that's the thing. We can't have everybody self-censor themselves. They were fucked. And that's the thing. People, they're out here censoring us. And then people with this cancel culture, people are so scared. They're self-censoring themselves. So they plan is working to the extent, but I'm going to tell you what, man. It's just going to come to bite them in the ass in the long run because, you know, they're just going after freedoms that we've already been too long accustomed to. And if you think you're going to take away freedom of speech and thought and the right to bear arms, you're sadly mistaken. You're dumber than a bag of bricks. That shit will lead to all-out civil war. Yeah, man, it's crazy. You know, like they basically punishing this guy like Kyrie, but they couldn't. That's the thing. They couldn't. His band couldn't give him the long list of things to do. He just said, fuck it, I'll go out on my own. I am the lead guitarist in this motherfucker anyways, you know. And he's got his own podcast. He probably could write a book. He probably can write new music, go to a new band, whatever. This guy could do whatever the fuck he wants. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.